Welcome to the Pop-Up Podcast, From Brides to Brands, Episode 4. On this final episode of the series, we're taking everything we've discussed over the last three episodes and putting it into action with beta clients. How to begin to roll out this new service without confusing your audience or sacrificing the brand you've already built. Buckle up, because this is where the rubber hits the road. This is From Brides to Brands, a private pop-up podcast for burned out, frustrated wedding photographers. I'm pulling back the curtain on what it takes to either supplement or replace your wedding photography income with brand sessions, and why the leap isn't nearly as big as you think. I'm your host, Abby Grace, a former wedding photographer who made the switch into branding and lived to tell the tale with more freedom and fulfillment than even I had believed possible. When I was looking to start tapering my wedding bookings and we made the decision to start pushing brand photography, I'd already been photographing brand sessions on the down low for a couple of years. It had been pretty intermittent. All of my clients had booked me via word of mouth, and I'd never really shared much of the work with my audience because I didn't want to confuse my existing wedding clients or make them wonder if my attention was divided with these random one-off shoots for business owners. So when we decided that branding was going to be an intentional focus, a new consistent stream of revenue for Abby Grace Photography, it meant that I needed to launch the offer for real. It needed a place on my website, a consistent presence on my social media, the works. I wanted to come out strong instead of a halfway effort that looked like I was simply throwing something at the wall to see if it stuck. And to do that, I knew I needed a few more faces in my portfolio before we launched to demonstrate that the offer was verified. So Matt and I did some research and came up with a couple of names of business owners that I could approach about working together for sessions to add to my portfolio. And thus, the beta client method was born. Everything we've discussed so far has been about overall strategy. In today's episode, I'm going to break down the number one tactic, the actual action step that I used to build up a portfolio that allowed me to officially launch my brand photography services with a bang and at full price. If you're coming from a wedding photography background like I was, this method allows you to take your career capital, those hard-earned photography skills you already possess, and put them to work for brand photography clients without spending a year or more offering discounted prices. And even better, the content we're covering in this final episode is going to allow you to start marketing your brand photography services right now, even if you've never shot a branding session before, which will create demand among your audience before you've ever officially launched the service. And if you're thinking that sounds like a really tall offer, Abby, I'm telling you, this works. This is the tactic that I used, this is what I teach inside Brand Photography Academy, and my students have used this same method to launch their offers at full price, booking new clients along the way before they've ever added brand photography pages to their existing websites. Beta clients are going to be clients that you seek out and ask to test your process on them. This is not the same thing as a model call or a public offer of free shoots. Beta clients are a strategic way to fill your portfolio with the kind of work that you want to shoot more of to demonstrate for future clients exactly what you can do so that they feel confident paying your rates because there's no question of whether or not you can walk the walk. This method should be deployed selectively. It is not about shoving as many faces into your online galleries as possible. It's about approaching a few beta clients, I approached 2 to 3, who you think you can create a strong collection of photographs for. Strategically choosing a few clients to whom you're willing to offer your time in exchange for solid portfolio material while you refine your process can be incredibly valuable. You don't have to offer these sessions at no cost. You can try offering a reduced rate, you can trade for services, whatever feels like a good fit for you. The reason behind not charging a full rate just for these beta clients is because it gives you more control over the final product. Two of my beta sessions were trade for services, and one of them was an unpaid session. And this allowed me to maintain more creative control over how the shoot was executed, and it meant that I felt more comfortable asking my beta clients to choose a particular location or purchase these particular props because I knew that they weren't also worried about paying my fee. So beta clients allow you to add to your portfolio while fine-tuning your process without the same pressure of a fully paid session, while also allowing you to be the one to choose who you're shooting for. This beta client approach, like I said, is something that I teach my Brand Photography Academy students, and I have loved seeing them put this practice into use. One of my students, Kate, she was a portrait photographer who was interested in moving into branding, but before she officially launched the service as a part of her business, she sought out 3 beta clients. And in asking her more about how it went, she said that the first shoot was a little bit bumpy because she wasn't sure yet just how the shoot was supposed to flow. But by the time she got to her final beta client shoot, she felt comfortable in knowing what she needed to shoot and how she was going to do it in order to support the client's marketing goals. And then when Kate officially made the announcement last year that she was offering brand photography, she was able to come out with a bang with her pricing right where she wanted it to be because her services had been verified and proven instead of spending months offering discounted rates because she felt like, you know, maybe she hadn't earned the right to charge full price yet. The way you approach a potential beta client needs to be done carefully so that you're clearly demonstrating the type of value that you're offering them. If you approach in a casual or flippant manner, it's going to undervalue what you bring to the table, and you're going to find that you have trouble getting the client to take your process seriously. You and your beta clients, you need to treat this like this is a real paid session in order to get the most out of it. You don't want the client feeling like they're simply doing you a favor, because that indicates that it's kind of an inconvenience for them. This should be mutually beneficial, with you getting the portfolio material and the opportunity to test drive your process with less pressure, and them receiving a selection of photographs that they can use to market their own business. You're going to want to write this next bit down. Replay this as many times as you need to, because this is undercover information. I normally only share this with my paid students along with the dozens of other templates they get. And this one right here is especially powerful. So here's what I recommend saying in your email to pitch a potential beta client. Hi, name. I hope this year is treating you well so far. And then insert something that shows that you've been paying attention to their business, like, hey, your YouTube channel's blowing up. I can't believe you just hit 100,000 subscribers. That's definitely worth toasting to, something like that. I'm reaching out because I wanted to see if you would be interested in collaborating with me for a branding shoot. We're launching a new offer in my business this spring, summer, whatever. And prior to going public, I'd really love to plan and shoot another session for a brand owner who's killing it in business right now. We would budget X number of hours for your session, which will be completely customized to your needs and the sort of imagery that would serve you best. My hope is to capture a library of custom photographs that help your audience see you the way that you want to be seen and that build on the already incredible brand vibe you've built up. As a thank you for your time, I'd love to share the final gallery of high-resolution photographs for your use on your website, social media, and anywhere else you see fit to share them. Do not, I repeat, do not use the word free. Free often equates to cheap. And again, we do not want to devalue the offer that you're making. This is an incredibly valuable thing that you're asking someone to do with you. And we want to make sure that that value gets communicated. I cannot emphasize this part enough. Please treat your beta sessions like a normal session. Walk them through your proven process during that initial call. Have them sign a contract, if for no other reason than to make sure you have a model release in place. Send them a pre-shoot questionnaire. Have the pre-shoot strategy call to discuss your storylines and how you envision everything's going to come together. When you treat an unpaid session like a paid client, the business owner is much more likely to take things seriously and not take your time for granted, which means a better end result for both of you. Once you have your beta client sessions booked, it's time to start marketing them. Note that I didn't say that you have to wait until they've been shot, edited, and delivered. No, you can start marketing those right now with a process I call social selling. Social selling just comes down to demonstrating your expertise in public. It's showing people how you're solving problems for your clients and showing that you do indeed have a proven process for your branding clients. It warms your audience up to ask you to do the same thing for them without you ever having to solicit their inquiry. I did this with my own beta sessions, and my students have done it with theirs. I have templates for this exact process inside BPA. I started sharing the creation process and the ideation and the lead up before the shoot. I shared sneak peeks into the shoot day, as well as obviously sharing the final result. I began letting my audience in on what I was up to before officially launching the offer to pique their interest. And you want to know something crazy? This is so nuts. There was this one business owner who had been on my dream list, a short list of folks that I was like, well, maybe I should pitch them beta sessions because, I mean, I'd die to shoot for them anyway, and there's no way they would hire me and pay me actual money at this point. Well, one of those people on that list reached out to me via my contact form on my website, which, mind you, that was still like a contact form for wedding inquiries because, again, I had not officially launched the offer as brand photographer. Brand photography was nowhere on my website at that point. So she reached out via my wedding contact form and asked if she could hire me for brand portraits. She thought of me because I'd been sharing more and more about my process on social media, and she knew that the time had come for updated photos and that I needed to be the one to photograph those for her. We booked her session at full price before announcing my pivot into brand photography, all because of social selling. Because I approached my beta sessions with a strategy and a plan for each session, I mapped out each shoot ahead of time, knowing what I was going to photograph, how I would photograph it, and why we were photographing it all before I ever stepped on set. By letting my audience see bits and pieces of that planning process, I showed the difference between my approach versus another photographer who just shows up on the day of the session without having given any thought to what the photographs need to accomplish or what sort of audience they're attempting to connect with or why they're shooting a particular photo the way they are, aside from just, oh, I don't know, it's pretty. When you can invite your audience into the process along the way and allow them to see how much care and diligence is being exerted before a single photo is taken, you are demonstrating your own expertise and building authority at the same time. And this more gradual rollout of a new service serves to slowly warm your audience to the idea of brand photography instead of a sudden rollout of a new offer that nobody's heard you mention before. But demonstrating expertise and building authority, that doesn't happen when you're flying by the seat of your pants and making things up as you go along. It requires having a plan, a proven process that yields results. If you're overwhelmed by the concept of figuring it all out on your own or of throwing tactics at the wall and hoping that something sticks long enough for you to make some money from it, I would love to help with that because there's no need to reinvent the wheel here. Brand Photography Academy serves up my entire process so that you can take my framework and come up with fresh, creative ideas at every session. Copy my framework exactly, guys. I mean it because it's a formula that grows with you, not a cookie cutter approach that yields more of the same boring photos that are currently filling your social media feeds. I didn't have this when I started. Branding was still a new enough concept that there wasn't anyone to show me how it was done, so I had to pave the way on my own. And yes, you could keep trudging along on your own, duct taping together what you already know about photography with all those freebie downloads and those bite-sized surface-level tips you've gleaned from TikTok and Reels. And maybe those smiling at a laptop photos aren't all that fulfilling and the process feels disorganized, but your clients seem happy enough, right? Option two, you could commit to a consistent approach that combines strategy and artistic creativity, yielding creative results that help your clients say what they mean to say, stand out, and sell more. You could literally photograph your best brand session yet by next week. If option two sounds better to you, if you want that proven blueprint that's going to help you create sophisticated brand photos that get you and your clients noticed, I would love to have you join me inside Brand Photography Academy. I don't hold back throughout the 6-module course, from walking you through what to say on a sales call to creating a shot list chocked full of ideas unlike anything your clients have seen before, from pricing to post-processing, all the way through how to market your work before, during, and after each session, we cover it all. You guys get my best tools to help you hit the ground running with a supportive Facebook group exclusive to my BPA students where you can ask me questions and connect with our other students. Listen, the world needs more brand photographers. The market is ripe for this. The number of applications filed for new small business permits in 2021 was a record high of 5.4 million. There are more entrepreneurs than ever before. And with the growing visual demands of social media and all things online marketing related, it means that there's a higher need for skilled brand photographers than ever before. Which means that when you can learn how to do this well, you will stand out from all the other photographers in your market who are still shooting those smiling at a laptop brand sessions. You and I both know there's more to be said about your brand clients than just a silver MacBook Pro that they work from. And when you approach brand shoots like a strategist with the mind of a marketer and an artist, you stop settling for the basic, forgettable photos currently clogging your feeds. You know that more is possible, and you know you're capable of producing standout results. So if you're ready to get started with the roadmap that shows you how to strategically plan, shoot, and deliver standout brand photographs with absolute confidence that the results are 100% worth what your clients paid, then I will see you inside Brand Photography Academy. Head on over to abbygrace.co/B2B. That's the letter B, the number 2, the letter B, to get all the details and enroll. And then you'll find all the course material waiting for you right now inside your course dashboard. That's abbygrace.co/B2B. I'm so grateful you joined us for this pop-up podcast, From Brides to Brands. Hopefully we'll see you inside BPA. And if there's ever any questions we can answer for you or any other way we can serve us, you can reach us at info@abbygracephotography.com or shoot me a DM over on Instagram. You can find me at @abbygracephoto. Now, let's go get after it, shall we?